Last time on Culture File, we heard how pleased with the results of letting a classload of schoolboys loose on her work was Irish artist Eva Rothschild. This time we continue our conversation as Rothschild explains where snakes fit into the picture.
In the first room, there's a photographic record of another project of yours, which isn't instantly related to your other work in that instead of sculptural forms, you're using live snakes.
Yeah, that's part of a series of photographs I've made of people with snakes, and I've done that in a few different locations in Europe, and we did it here in February at the Hugh Lane. So I mean, really, the title of the work is People with Snakes, and that's, you know, what it is. It's photographs of people holding snakes. I made a project some years ago, which was very, you know, I guess I entered into it quite lightly. I thought I quite like to do this. I've been making these sort of, I guess, snake-like forms in the studio. I was interested in how, I suppose, the body moved in relation to even making these objects. And I've always been interested in, I mean, the way we sort of transfer meaning and symbolism and fear and love and hate onto things that don't sort of reciprocate those feelings, whether it's sculptures or snakes or spiders or religious objects, and that kind of transference of sort of emotional content onto the inanimate or the uncaring kind of object, which I guess is how we look at art as well. And the snakes in particular interest me because, as I said, I've been making these sort of snake-like forms, but then They aren't inanimate. They're lived forms, you know, as we are. And I was also interested in the, I suppose, the interaction between ourselves as, I guess, what we view as a very complex lived form, in terms of our sort of our intelligence, our differentiation, our sort of attachment to objects, you know, everything that sort of we bring to being a person. And then the snakes, which I suppose bring nothing but themselves, you know, they're even in their sort of embodiment are totally sort of undifferentiated.
What happens when you present somebody with a snake ready for a photograph?
Well, firstly, people are very self-conscious about being photographed, but they've decided to do it. So that in itself is a kind of, it's like a stepping into something, an acceptance of something. And then usually you give the person the snake, and then what happens is the focus shifts then away from the camera and to the snake, because the sort of embodiment that is the snake is so alien to the embodiment that is being human. And the kind of the meeting between the two forces the self-consciousness we have to disappear, because the consciousness has to be transferred to the snake and to its movements and to how we contain this object that cares nothing for us. So the body, the attention, the eye, everything starts to move in relation to this uncaring other object or being. And so the sort of resulting photographs are like a kind of moment of attention almost snapped back to the camera. The event of actually taking the photographs with the snake is sort of almost a separate thing, because it's so active and so it's kind of very social in a way, because people come to see people with the snakes, you know, their friend comes and they won't hold a snake, or, you know, somebody says they will and then they won't, and somebody bursts out crying, or, you know, all these things kind of come to the sort of are foregrounded in the proposition of being photographed with a snake. And then the photographs are a kind of quite a sort of still or quite kind of quiet document of that process. So they're quite different than the sort of activeness of, or the activity of holding the snake and participating socially in that.
What do you feel about the snakes when they've been your collaborators?
Well, I suppose they don't care about me. So as long as they're being looked after, I guess I don't really think about the individual snakes. I suppose I think about them aesthetically. And in each instance where I've done it, I can definitely tell they're getting enough love from the people who own them, because they really love those snakes.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do care about animals without thinking the animals might reciprocate.
Yeah, I think the animals do generally. Certain animals reciprocate. I think, you know, if you have a snake or a tarantula or a fish, I think your emotional relationship with it, however deep it may be, is probably going to be unrequited.
Eva Rothschild there, and her exhibition is at the Hugh Lane Gallery, Accept No Substitutes, Parnell Square, Dublin, until September 21st.